about everybody. Okay, great. So we have just two judges with us today. So Judge Desponde and Judge Tierney, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to actually turn everything over to them. Jonathan, you're going to work the clicker or share it if appropriate. And we're going to start with the Arthrex decision. You could get into a wormhole with Arthrex, so we are not going to do that today. We're going to try and be efficient, give you what you need to know. Jonathan?
It caused quite a stir in the patent community, but it's still ongoing, so we're going to talk about what we know and maybe what's in the future. So this case was decided on Halloween, and it was a three-judge panel by Moore, Reyna, and Chen. And in that particular case, the issue was whether administrative patent judges were constitutionally appointed. And this particular panel determined that the judges were not constitutionally appointed. And the reason why is that the judges found or felt that the PTAB judges are principal officers rather than inferior officers. And under the Constitution, there are two types of officers. You have a principal officer, which is someone who's appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate, and then you have an inferior officer. Principal officers at the Patent Office right now, we have the director and with the Secretary of Commerce, because the Patent Office is under the Secretary of Commerce. The Federal Circuit determined that APJs act more like principal officers rather than inferior officers. And so on this slide, we can see there were three issues. Did Arthrex waive its appointments clause challenge by not raising it at the PTAB? Arthrex never brought it up before the PTAB. The first time that they brought it up is at the Federal Circuit. The second issue was whether APJs were properly appointed in the Constitution. And the third is, what is the remedy if APJs are improperly appointed? So the first issue we can go through pretty quickly, but as I said, Arthrex never waived it before, never raised the issue before the board, but the Federal Circuit excused that waiver. They said it was of exceptional importance with a wide-ranging effect on property rights in the nation's economy. So they basically gave Arthrex a pass on that particular issue. Issue number two was a little bit more of the loaded question as to whether APJs are principal or inferior officers. And the Arthrex panel used a three-part test that it derived from the case called Edmonds versus United States. And Edmond did not set forth this three-part test, but the Federal Circuit looked at three particular factors. They looked at review and the ability to possibly reverse the judges. Number two, they looked at whether the principal officers have the ability to supervise APJs. And third, whether they have adequate removal power. The Federal Circuit panel who decided Arthrex felt that there wasn't sufficient review and the possibility to reverse, and there wasn't sufficient removal power. So ultimately, what the Federal Circuit decided to do was to sever the Title V removal protections that are afforded to APJs by Congress, and that meant that APJs became inferior officers rather than principal officers. So essentially, it was a 2 out of 3.
Right. So, Jonathan, if we just take a break 1 second. Mm-hmm. So from the PTAB perspective, this might be a delicate topic, but if you could just give your comments from the PTAB perspective, anything that you could say would benefit our audience.
Just point out, it's an active case. There's a request for en banc that's been filed before the Federal Circuit by the government. So our position would be set forth in that brief.
And the government filed a very detailed, good brief, and it does clearly set forth their current position. So they're just unable to speak today. So you're going to hear the outside attorneys like Jonathan, as well as the other colleagues on the panel, provide their anecdotes.
Right, and there's a couple cases where the government has intervened and filed comments. One is in Arthrex, the other one is it's the case called Polaris. We're going to get to that briefly, but I don't want to spend too much time on Arthur X because it's an ongoing case, but it is an important issue, especially in cases before the board, because not only has it extended to IPR cases, but parties are now arguing that it applies to decisions of the board for ex parte examination. They're arguing that it applies to TTAB proceedings. So essentially, all APJs are treated the same in terms of the analysis here. So we have a couple new developments here. Well, sorry, let me go back one slide here to.
If you could say the slide number when you.
Oh,
do
sorry.
That,
yeah, slide 199 is on the screen. 199, I have?
Yeah, that's right. Mine aren't numbered that
okay.
way. That's right.
And the remedy is that they severed the employment protections for the APJs. Let me just make it clear that Congress expressly intended the APJs to have employment protections. Nevertheless, the Federal Circuit decided to sever them. And they decided that the because of the unconstitutional appointment of the judges who decided the final written decision that was on appeal, that case, that decision, the final written decision, had to be vacated and the case had to be remanded back to the board. There was going to be an assignment of a new panel, and that decision has not yet been made. But there are a lot of cases that are caught up in this, and this is an ongoing thing at the Federal Circuit. So the next slide is a slide 200. This has to do with some fallout after the Arthrex decision. There's two custom media cases.